This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
A few minutes away from kickoff here in Moon Township. Our pregame show today presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Mark Anthony, our guy today, pushing the buttons back in the studios. Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti out here in western Pennsylvania for the second time in 3 weeks. Last week, of course, a thrilling 28-21 win for Monmouth. First time ever over the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. And Eddie, we'll talk about Monmouth for a second here. You'd like to think they can take that momentum and just spin it forward into this one. I realize it's another kind of long road trip. I would imagine 3 weeks in a row is hard to get motivated to get back on that bus again. But this is a real great opportunity for Monmouth to continue what has been that solid start so far at 3-1.
Matt talked about it, 3-1, including that win last week at Lehigh, the first time Monmouth has defeated the Patriot League's Mountain Hawks. As you said, we kind of look at it like, let's let that spin the momentum forward. It really kind of, Matt, reminded me of when Monmouth defeated Villanova a couple seasons ago, and then the next week went on the road and got a big win. I think they need to do the same thing today. Can't be looking past this Robert Morris team, potentially to that homecoming date with Columbia.
Dropped out there for just a second. Apologize for that. Let's continue along with where we were. Monmouth coming into this one at 3-1. Robert Morris has had their struggles so far this year. A lot of injuries. They're going to make a quarterback change today as well. But at 0-4, their closest margin of defeat was a 16-13 loss at North Dakota in week number two. Other than that, they have been handled. 29-10 to Eastern Kentucky, 50-3 against Lafayette last 2 weeks ago. They come off the bye this week, 31-7 against a Dayton team. So, you know, you think about what are you when you're 0-4? You've played about a third of your schedule so far. So as they would say, you are what your record says. But a wounded animal sometimes can be pretty dangerous. And you think maybe with a bye week, maybe Robert Morris comes in here just a little bit more prepared, a little bit more up for this one. As you mentioned, it is their homecoming.
Their homecoming. A lot of emotion potentially on the field this afternoon for the Colonials. They have their home fans back. Matt, you look at some of those results. The head-scratcher is the blowout loss to a Lafayette team that isn't too good in the Patriot League, to be completely honest. Eastern Kentucky. Kentucky's a nationally ranked team. You look at some of the other results. Dayton isn't a great team out of the Pioneer League, but what are they? And that's the biggest question under first-year head coach John Banaszak, the former Pittsburgh Steeler. They're trying to change things. They're going from a pro-style offense to a hurry-up spread offense. Defensively, they try to do some of the same things. They've always been stout on that side of the ball. The offense has yet to really click as far as this season's concerned. And even defensively, they've had a lot of problems stopping teams on the ground. We don't know what we're going to see, though, over the 60 minutes. Again, they're back home. Third-string quarterback will get the start. We'll have it play out over the next couple of hours.
Let's take a peek at our coaching matchup today. As Eddie mentioned, for the first time in the school's history, there is a second head coach, Joe Walton, the one who founded the program back in 1994, coached all the way through last year. And this season it is John Banaszak, the now 11-year into his 12th year with the program, but 11 years as a head coach, the 1975 graduate of Eastern Michigan, was a former head coach at nearby Washington and Jefferson, did play with the Pittsburgh Steelers, won 3 Super Bowl champions, also spent some time in the USFL with Michigan and Memphis. And on the flip side, of course, the very familiar name of Kevin Callahan in his 22nd year, the 1977 graduate of Rochester, 123-98 coming in, 3-time NEC Coach of the Year. This is the one team that Monmouth and Coach Callahan, a former NEC rival, does not have a winning record. Again, 9-10 coming in, but Monmouth has dominated the series as of late. They've won 2 consecutive games, looking for their third here today.
A season ago, 35-9 back in West Long Branch. Monmouth really handled the Colonials from the outset of that game. A couple of years ago, they won on this field, and Monmouth actually owns a winning record here at Joe Walton Stadium. They are 3-1 all-time on this field turf here, high above the lower level of Moon Township. We are elevated here up on a hill, which is beautiful. As Matt, it looks as though Monmouth has won our coin toss.
Let's take a quick peek at our coin toss sponsor. That is Coke Zero, the refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. Real quick, our injury report here today. Monmouth continuing to deal with some issues up front on the offensive line. Rochelle Maidwer will not play today. Backup Stephen Andes out also. And number 1, Anthony McDonough, the outside linebacker, will miss play today. Tons of stuff on the Robert Morris side. We'll talk about that as the game unfolds. But our injury report is presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day, extraordinary.
Take a look at this game, Matt, coming into it. And some of the points that I'm going to keep an eye on, obviously Monmouth without the services this afternoon of KB Asante running the football. So that puts a big emphasis on LaVon Chaney. He's one of the leading total yardage guys in FCS football. He is the leading total yardage guy in the Big South, over 200 total yards a game. I want to see if LaVon can handle more of the workload consistently. And then who's behind him? We know Zach Welch is a possibility. We know some other guys are in the mix. I want Monmouth to play mistake-free football. When you're a better team than the team you're playing against, you cannot afford to give them extra possessions. Take care of the football, be sound defensively, come out and win a game that us and they expect that they should win.
Yeah, it is interesting to see how this running back spot will play out. Zach Welch did get a carry last week in the win over Lehigh. Monmouth also making a position change during the course of this week. Former naval player Ed Royds, who was a slot man for the midshipmen, is used to carrying the ball. He has moved to the tailback spot. He might see some time today as well as that second or third back behind Chaney. But I think you make a great point, Eddie. It is what can LaVon Chaney kind of take? You know, he's a guy who's used to touching the ball, but touching it in a variety of ways. He might get it 15 times, but it could be 9 carries, couple of kickoff returns, maybe a couple of receptions out of the backfield. Now you'd expect it's going to be 18 to 20 carries, and how much is he still involved in the passing game? We know in terms of kickoff returns, that's not really in the mix for him, at least at this particular moment.
Because of the workload he'll have to shoulder offensively, he's been taken out of that kick return unit. We should see Kamau Dumas, who's been doing some of that as well, along with Joe Johnson back there. Joe returned kicks his freshman season, his true freshman season. But if you look at LaVon Chaney, Matt, he's second on the team in both carries and receptions. He's toted the rock 52 times. He'll eventually overtake KB this game and be the team's leading ground getter as far as carries are concerned. But he has 15 catches. He only looks up to Neil Sterling's 26. So knowing that, well, I want to see how Kevin Morris gets him the football, how he works within the framework of the offense. Robert Morris's strength defensively is their secondary. You can run on them, so I want to see how that plays out during the game this afternoon.
It will be number 24, Kamau Dumas, to go back deep, along with number 29, Ed Royds, who will anchor the other spot back in the kickoff return unit. Is Monmouth getting set here for game number 5 of their 2014 season. They're in their away white uniforms today with the brand-new silver helmets, the blue M on either side, white pants with the blue stripe. Robert Morris in their away blues today, dark blue jerseys, dark blue pants, dark blue helmets with the Colonial insignia on either side, the red numerals. It'll be number 29, Hunter Caligi, set to kick off, and we are underway for week number 5 for both of these teams. Royds going back into his own end zone. He will take a knee about 4 yards deep, and Monmouth will have it 1st and 10 coming out on the touchback. Brandon Hill, the senior quarterback, coming in off of a record-setting day for him. 33 of 44 for 390 yards. All of those are career highs. He will look now to carry this offense a little bit. Let's see the offensive line. Who will start? That was a bit of a question mark coming in. We know Alex Thompson, the freshman center, will be anchoring the middle spot. It looks like number 72, Ryan Wetzel, will start at the left guard. Keith Klutz will start at the left tackle. Hunter McHugh at the right guard. And Sam Bell will play as the right tackle. The starting tight end is number 80, Hakeem Vallis. It is number 21, LaVon Chaney, to get the call today in the backfield. Ball set out to the 25-yard line. As we mentioned, the weather, which has seen just about every different variety here during the course of the pregame, now settling into partly cloudy skies with the temperature right around 60 degrees. We've seen a penalty just get thrown out. I got to be honest, I don't see what that was, but it was a half the distance to the goal line penalty, pushed all the way back to the 12-yard line here for Mama, so they will start with it now inside their own 15. It will be a 3-wide receiver set, and it will be Chaney to get the carry. Running off the right side, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. It will be 2nd and 10.
Hawks come out 3 wide to the one side of the field, so they're going to look to laterally extend this Robert Morris defense, base 3-4 defense out of them. Monmouth will try to exploit that. They put some of their players all over the field. I see Neil Sterling in the slot.
3 wide receiver set off to the left, 2 back to the right, an empty backfield set here for Hill on what is second down and a long nine. Robert Morris with some movement up front. We'll go through there. Started in a second. Hill being flush in the pocket. He is in trouble. We'll let it go. It'll set up over the top of Vallis. No sack, but an incompletion to set up third down and nine. Forrest Mason back as a defensive end. He's been battling some injury problems. Good guy off the edge. Zach Samisco will play as the defensive tackle. Ryan Lewis starting today at the defensive end spot. Luke Mueller and Jimmy Mason, the two outside linebackers. Jake Tech and Mike Stokovic, the two inside men. Antoine Eddy, David Taylor, the corner. Sam Woods and Andy Smagira are the two safeties. Third down here and a long nine for Hill. He's got Cheney in the backfield. We'll send three into the pattern. With time here, stepping up in the pocket, in trouble, and we'll get sacked. Back inside the 10-yard line to around the eight. A quick three and out here for Monmouth. Much different than their first two possessions of the last games. Their early possessions scored against Duquesne, scored against Lehigh on the opening drives. Not so here today.
Yeah, they were put off schedule by the run on first down that barely got a yard on that last play, the third down play. Robert Morris double-teamed Neil Sterling on a double move on the outside. He was Hill's primary target. Brandon then had to pull it down, couldn't find anyone else, ultimately getting sacked.
Ryan Moore, top 20 in the nation in FCS with over 42 yards per punt, will let off a wobbly kick here. Antoine Eddy will field it at the Monmouth 46-yard line. Dances way forward to the 40, slip a tackle at the 38, and get wrapped up right around the 37-yard line. So good opening field position for the Colonials. It will be the junior, Derek Abbott, number three, to make his first collegiate start, 5'9", 190 pounds. Ramses Owens will start in the backfield. We'll see, as Robert Morris will want a lot of different players on and off the field, who will get the call here today. Nick Lamica was a starting outside linebacker 2 weeks ago. He will start here today at wide receiver along with Sean Gavin. It is an empty back set with a wing and a tight end off to the left side. Fake the jet sweep. Abbott wanting to go deep down the field looking for Lamica, who will make the catch and then drop it on his way out of bounds. Coverage laid on by Joe Johnson and Mike Basile. Up front, John Hill and Blake Chambliss, the two tackles. Josh Steele and Max Robertson, the two guards. Nick Faraci is the center, the third wide receiver. Dwayne Mitchell, a good one, 6'1", 205-pound senior. Justin Kempka is the tight end. Now on second and 10, zone read off the right side. Now Abbott will flip it into the flat, throw it up over the top of Lamica's head, and it will be incomplete. Now set up a third and long situation for Robert Morris.
Bit of a triple option look there. It could have been a dive play to Owens. Instead, Abbott decides to keep it, and he overshoots his intended target. He comes into the game now under 43% completion percentage in a couple of games played, no touchdowns, and one pick in limited time.
Monmouth will go nickel here and go five defensive backs, Peyton Minnick and John Sikowski, the two linebackers. Pat O'Hara has an inside spot with Eric Masick, Darnell Leslie, Zach Urizarry at the end spots right now. Here comes pressure. Abbott trying to hang in there. Gets hit as he releases the football. Good pressure by Urizarry, and that will set up a fourth down and 10 from the Monmouth 38-yard line.
Yeah, Robert Morris let their fullback out there, one of their fullbacks, to try and block Urizarry. They gave him a free rush, and that was that's what Zach wants to see as he bared down. One quick swim move, got around him, laid a good hit on Abbott to force that incompletion.
Joe Johnson back at his own 10-yard line. High snap that Tony Lamancuso will field. All NEC punter. It will bounce at the 8, roll down inside the 5, and get down at about the 2-yard line. Nice job by Lamancuso. We mentioned an all-league selection a year ago, one of the top punters in the league. That will set up a first and 10 from the 2-yard line for MU.
And while we have a minute, we'd like to remind you that our good friends at ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch and their great support that is keeping, or rather allowing us to continue the broadcasts here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. ServPro, EatontownLongBranch.com.
Monmouth here on their second set of downs, back pretty deep in their own end, inside their own 5-yard line, on what is a first down and 10 with 13:05 to go in a scoreless first quarter. Hill will check over to the line, change the play call, has a two-back set offset to the right side with Jake Morrow and LaVon Cheney. Cheney will get the carry here up the middle, push the pile forward to around the 3-yard line, just a gain of a yard. It will set up a second and 9.
This Robert Morris team, again, defensively, they do a good job through the air. They only allow 185 yards to their opponents throwing the football. They've gotten 6 interceptions this season. However, on the ground, they give up 5 yards a carry, 235 yards per game. That's where Mama should look to exploit this 3-4.
Sumlin and Sterling off to the right side here in this 2-receiver set. It'll be Hill looking in the flat. He's got Morrow to make the catch at the 8, gets forward to the 15, out to the 20, and then pushed into the Colonial sideline. That will be a first down. They'll spot it outside the 20 to around the 22-yard line. Nice pitch and catch that time from Hill to Jake Morrow, and Monmouth able to move the sticks.
Matt, from our vantage point high above the field here at Joe Walton Stadium, that play broke perfectly for Monmouth. Nice play action, formation right. They got flow going that way. Morrow chipped the lineman, then got out into the flat, able to turn it up for the big first down.
First catch of the season for the senior captain, Jake Morrow, here and now first and 10. Hill looking to go back to work. Sets up screen to the left. It'll be Cheney to make the catch. At the 20, gets to the 30, 35, 40, into the near side, pushed out of bounds around the 47-yard line. So two big pass completions has Monmouth in business here on the Hawk 47-yard line.
I know you're a former running back. You've got to be impressed with how LaVon set his blocks up on that play. Allowed a couple of linemen to get in front of him. He is far beyond his years in allowing that to happen. The play really opened up for the big first down almost near midfield.
Has become very patient for sure. Richards and Ambush up top to the right. Cheney will get it here again. Off tackle to the right side. Pushes off a blocker. Gets to the far side. Hash mark and into Colonial territory. Just inside the 45-yard line to bring up a second and short.
Nice job there by the right side of the offensive line as, again, Cheney on a counter action let the play develop in front of him. He allowed some of those big bodies to get moving in front and then put the shoulder down. He's a much more physical runner than people give him credit for from that 5'9", 190 or so or pound frame.
4 wide receiver set. Tight twins either way for Hill, who will walk up to the line. Let's call it second in a long yard. 11 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Monmouth looking for the first score of the afternoon. Sook will motion across the formation. Cheney will get it, looking for the first down between the tackles. He'll have it knocked down to the 41-yard line.
You like that, Matt. You like it when Monmouth can keep ahead of the chains here. I like that play call. They got good flow going to the offensive line's left, and they brought that running play to the right. That good misdirection in those tight quarters allowed LaVon to get forward for the first down. Now, I like to see what Monmouth can do downfield. It looks as though Robert Morris is going to sneak up a couple linebackers.
5-man front here. Back it off to a 4-man front. They will rush 3, the Colonials will. Tons of time for Hill going down the near side for Sterling, who'll make the catch inside the 10-yard line. Get it down to about the 6 where he's pushed out of bounds. Right in front of the coverage of the top corner for Robert Morris, number 6, Antoine Eddy.
And you hear me make the point every week. As good as Antoine Eddy is, he's only 5'10 and 180 pounds. Throw it up to 1'7". That was a beautifully, and I'll say perfectly, thrown football by Brandon Hill. And great concentration by Neal to pull it in for first and goal.
That time Robert Morris dropped 8, rushed 3. This time Hawks will come out in a wildcat just inside the 5-yard line. Cheney looking to get the direct snap. Morrow motioning across. Tons of movement up front. Monmouth pointing across the line. Robert Morris pointing back. We'll let the officials kind of figure this one out. Let's talk for a second about the offensive line. Let's see if we can pipe in the referee here as well. Very young. We mentioned Rochelle Maydor not playing today. Reese Johnson did make the trip and is dressed, but really only in the case of an emergency would be used. So two freshmen starting up front, Hunter McHugh and Keith Klutz, the juniors, and Sam Bell, the sophomore. That'll be on Bell, one of those youngsters up front, starting to settle into that right tackle spot. So a very young front five here for MU. 5 yards it'll cost them and make it first and goal from the 9-yard line. They go back to the traditional set. Here's Cheney, cuts back to the far side. Hash mark gets down and tripped up at the 7-yard line, where it will bring up a second and goal. Mike Stokovic, the inside linebacker, making the tackle. Coming up on 10 minutes remaining here in this first quarter. Good drive going for MU, their second set of downs. Ambush will go slot to the left. Richards is the near side wide receiver. Sterling up top to the right, seemingly drawing single coverage. Hill looking left. Now comes back to the right. Sets up screen. Cheney at the 5. He'll walk into the end zone for a Monmouth touchdown. Screen worked well to the left side. This time it goes right, and MU on the board in their second set of downs to make it 6-0.
We talked about LaVon Chaney's versatility. We see on that drive a couple of runs, a couple of receptions as well, and that's the dangerous element that he brings to the offense. That was just a perfect play call by Kevin Morris there. He had a wall in front of him and was able to walk into the end zone. Already Brandon Hill's 10th touchdown pass of the season.
Second touchdown reception of the year for Chaney. He's got three on the ground to go with those two on the receiving end of things. Here's Lucas Santangelo for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, chipped through the uprights and good. Monmouth with a 7-0 lead. 9:45 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
That scoring drive by Monmouth, presented by the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. Brandon Hill to LaVon Chaney from 7 yards out, the extra point tacked up and in by Lucas Santangelo, and MU with a 7-0 advantage here with 9:45 to go in the opening quarter. It will be Santangelo getting set to kick off here. Back deep, Cameron Sutherland, the defensive back. It'll be placed at the 35-yard line, right smack dab in the middle part of the field for Santangelo. He's got a good leg, gives this one a good ride, sending Sutherland all the way back about 4 yards into his own end zone. He will run it out, get to the 15. He is hit at the 15, runs through a tackle at the 17, out to the 20-yard line, where he is finally dropped. And Robert Morris will begin their second set of downs. MU leads here 7-0. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti along the way on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Happy to be back on the air here with this late start. That scoring drive for MU, 8 plays, 98 yards, took up 3 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock.
Robert Morris, 3 and out, their first offensive possession. Again, starting third string quarterback Derek Abbott.
Abbott going to roll here off to his left, look to turn the corner, then jump pass it at the line of scrimmage and throw it into the Monmouth sideline. The numbers on Abbott, interesting so far that he gets the call coming into today. 7 of 16 for just 66 yards, no touchdowns and an interception. The regular starter, Luke Brumbaugh, listed as the backup here today. He has had problems with interceptions so far this season. He's thrown 5 to go along with just 1 touchdown.
The combined Robert Morris quarterbacks, just barely 50% completion percentage.
End of round put on here. It's given to number 8, Nick LaMicola. And it will be a loss on the play. About a 4-yard loss, set up 3rd down and 14.
It's really difficult for Robert Morris to move the football. They average only 95 yards a game on the ground offensively, only 150 through the air. Monmouth should look to really make some big plays defensively today.
Can pin their ears back and look to get off to the quarterback here as Abbott will settle in. Ben Line, number 42, has checked in as the single back, part of a 4 wide receiver set. 3 off to the right, 1 to the left for Abbott to work with. Has some time, now steps up in the pocket, flushed and harassed, and will get dropped right around the line of scrimmage. Good interior pressure as the pocket collapses. O'Hara there along with John Sitzkowski. And it will set up a 4th and long, and Robert Morris will punt for the 2nd consecutive time.
And that's what Abbott's going to have to do to try to move the football. He's going to have to use his legs. He's a bit of an athlete, has gained 43 yards rushing this season, but really nowhere to go there. Sitkowski, the player, to step up and make the play.
4th down here and 13, Laman Cusick gets it. No pressure. MU will set up return as Dumas will field it on the plus out of the 50-yard line. Runs through a tackle at the 46, gets snowed under at the 44-yard line. They'll spot it right at the 44, where MU will have a short field to work with here. 8:04 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0 Monmouth.
Consecutive 3 and outs for the Monmouth defense. The first time that MU offense touched the football, they went down, well, rather the second time after the Moore punt. Long 8-play drive, they were able to score. They went almost the length of the field that last drive. Matt now in great field position at the plus 44 with 8:04 to go in our first quarter.
Hill settling in for his 3rd set of downs here. Checks over the Robert Morris defense right now with a 4-man front. Two high safety up over the top, and Sumlin will motion across the formation from left to right. Fake the pitch. It'll be Hill rolling, looking to the deep flat. Lamar Davenport there to make the catch at the 28-yard line, ruled as a catch, and the chains will move. 16-yard pickup. Hill looking sharp, just as he was a week ago.
That was I think Matt Monmouth got the benefit of the doubt there. It looked as though Lamar juggled that one a little bit. We'll never take a catch away from one of our guys. Hawks fortunate to get that first down.
Three wide receivers set. Here's Davenport here on the quick slant. Makes the catch to the 20-yard line. MU continuing to move things along here. Get quickly to the line. 8-yard pickup. Make it second and two.
And Monmouth going tempo here, moving very fast. They obviously like what they see from the Robert Morris defense, from the look they're getting.
Two tight ends sent, both standing up. Part of the trips off to the left side of the formation. Here's the give to Cheney. He is hit behind the line and dropped Forrest Mason, number 90, there in on the tackle. Make it third down here. Let's call it a long two.
And now they're going to get a bit of an extended look at the sideline. And Coach Kevin Morris, who's signaling the plays in with backup quarterback Ben Onette, seen Monmouth keep it tight these last couple of drives. They'll do it again here.
The twins set on either side. Brandon Sook and Vallis off on one edge. Sumlin will motion across. Another play fake in the flat. Sumlin will make the catch at the 20. He's got the first down and more at the 15. Will shake a tackler off at the 13-yard line and get another Monmouth first down. Obviously, the game plan here is to try and get to the edge into the flat. Monmouth has had that play work several times already.
Yeah, we've seen it work with receivers. We've seen it work with running backs, both Morrow and Cheney. And it's safe, easy passes for Brandon Hill to get it to the flat out of his hands quickly. And Sumlin, the hero from Lehigh a week ago, with that first down reception.
There's been good play action motion. Here's Sumlin to motion across the formation. Up the middle, Cheney will get it. Knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe able to fall forward for a gain of a yard. Zach Zamiska, the defensive tackle, there on the stop. Make this now second down and 10. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's Monmouth 7. And Robert Morris scoreless.
Been impressed with what the Colonials have done, Matt, up front. They've been really settling in and stopping MU on their dive plays. The Hawks have gotten the majority of their yards, as you were saying, to the edges.
Davenport near side. He'll get the catch. Check it far side. Behind the line of scrimmage, and this time nothing doing as Monmouth went into the short side of their offensive set. And that play read and handled very well by Antoine Eddy. It'll be a loss of a couple on the play and set MU here with a third down and 13.
And Lamar got ridden out of bounds to the far side of the field. You see that fence that we get to see, Matt, and just for the people listening, there's a giant hill on the other side of that. So you don't want to see too many wide sweeps going to that side. It might end up at the bottom of a pretty big hill.
Sterling back into the game. Far side wide receiver with Sumlin in the slot. Ambush near side slot. Richards as the near side wide receiver. Ball set here from the right hash mark with 5:20 to go. Hill gets the snap. Shovel pass inside for Cheney. Down inside the 10. Great move inside the 5-yard line. He will have the first down as he is taken down at the 2. First time we've seen that little wrinkle in the MU offense, and another way of involving LeVon Cheney in the game plan.
They spread the field with 4 wide receivers. They block like it's a receiver screen, and then what they do is quick little shovel pass up the middle to LeVon. If he didn't make that one defender miss, it wouldn't have been a first down, so great work by him.
Wildcat look here again. Morrow will motion across from right to left. Cheney gets it, picks a spot off the left side, and it's in for the touchdown. Monmouth there with another scoring drive. This one a 44-yarder after the good field position. They cash in and lead 13-0 with 4:53 to go in the opening quarter.
What more can you say about this MU offense? Balanced. They are moving the football very well, and we have seen the full complement of LeVon Cheney's skills these last couple of drives, showing that he is every bit as talented and a good feature back as you could hope for in the Big South, doing the job against the NEC's Colonials today.
Here's Lucas Santangelo for the second time today on for the extra point. Greg DePue, the holder, good snap, good hold. Kick is up, drifting right a little bit, but splits the uprights and will put Monmouth up by a full 2-touchdown complement. 14-0, 4:53 to go in quarter number one. We step out for 30 seconds, back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
That scoring drive brought to you by the Asbury Park Press. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770. Visit app.com/subscribe. Another scoring drive for MU. Their second here in the quarter, leading 14-0. Monmouth here on top. Let's mark that one down as a 44-yard drive that took 8 plays and 3 minutes and 11 seconds off the clock. LaVon Cheney, his second touchdown of the day. He's got one on the ground now, that one out of the Wildcat, and one through the air. Santangelo, who will kick off again. All the way back deep is number one, Cameron Sutherland. He'll await at his own 2-yard line. Short kick here. Southern will field it at the 4. Come to the near side numbers. Make a move and get to the 20-yard line. Good open field tackle made by Ed Royds, number 29. And with 4:47 to go, back on will come the Robert Morris offense. Number 3, Derek Abbott in the Colonial O, so far struggling here today, trying to move the football. This is their third set of downs. They've had to punt the prior two times. 4 wide receiver set, zone read, and again looking for that little jump pass. He will find a man this time. The catch hauled in and made by Nick Lamica. Lamica, kind of an interesting story. 2 weeks ago, he was the starting outside linebacker during the bye week. Because of some roster moves, Lamica making the shift to wide receiver and getting the start here today. This is a quarterback draw up the middle, and it will be Abbott to get good yards to about the 37.5-yard line, gain of about 5 plus, to set up second and a long 4.
And Matt, if I'm Monmouth defensively, knowing that Abbott really, I don't think, can beat you with his arm solely, I'm going press coverage on the outside, and I'm turning him into a pocket passer.
5-man front up the middle. Here's the give to the freshman, Ramses Owens, the NEC Rookie and Player of the Week back on September 8th. Rushed for 199 yards in the loss to North Dakota. Gets only about a yard here. Still third down and a long 3. We're inside of 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. It's Monmouth 14 and Robert Morris nothing. Single back set. It is number 42, Ben Line. He's listed as the backup tight end, but we'll also see a lot of time in the backfield. There's a 4 wide receiver package, 2 off on either side. Luke Cetafani, number 17, is checked in. Slot man to the right. That's the direction that Abbott is looking. Runs through the tackle of Irizarry. Now, thrust from the pocket. Going to get the first down. Tripped up around the 43-yard line, falling forward to the 46. That will move the chains for Robert Morris.
And that was a good job by Zach Irizarry of beating his man, but a bad job of keeping contained. He allowed Abbott to step up into the pocket and then get a lane to go. When you rush a quarterback that likes to run, you've got to control your rush. It's like controlling your clothes in basketball. Keep him in the pocket for as long as possible.
Owens back in at the tailback spot. He'll get it and will get knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. Great interior pressure that time. Number 70, Corey Neal there. Irizarry there as well. Josh Samanowicz, number 75, helped close that hole down. Loss of 1 to set up 2nd and 11.
And that's the worst thing for the Colonials and their passing offense that is near the bottom of the NEC. Losing yardage on first down, making it 2nd and 11.
Twins either side. Slot receiver combos. Ball sent here from the left hash mark. Owens back into the game as the single back. Sean Gavin, number 14, the near side wide receiver. Abbott going to look to roll to the right. Look in the direction towards Gavin, who almost caught a deflected ball. Johnson had a catch, had an opportunity for the interception. Carroll there as well. It falls incomplete and will bring up 3rd and long.
That time the Colonials roll the pocket right. Abbott, as Matt said early on, he's only 5'9", so he's not going to see over a lot of linemen. Roll pocket right. Nice job by Johnson for the deflection, but it was Carroll coming over that ultimately broke that play up. Nice tandem work by the corner and the safety.
Pass rush 4 on here for MU. Irizarry, Leslie outside, O'Hara and Masick in the middle. MU with the nickel package on. Carroll as one of the cover men on the slot. As a trips formation sets to the right side, Abbott sets up screen back to the left. Catch is made behind the line. Fumbled football, and I believe Mammoth able to come away with it. Pat O'Hara is there, and it will be MU on the fumble recovery. Owens couldn't hang on to it as he hit the turf, and Mammoth with a great set to pick up the fumble recovery and look to increase a 14-0 advantage.
And, Matt, to the naked eye, very quickly, it looked as though I thought Owens' knee was down. So Mammoth fortunate to get the football as, again, very quickly, and we'll get a replay here. And I tell you what, it's about 50-50 if that knee was down or not. Definitely too close to make a bang-bang call. Mammoth will get the football back in great field position, trying to add to a two-touchdown lead.
Starting 3 yards closer than they did the last set of downs, which was at the 44, here from the Robert Morris 41-yard line. Three-man front. Here is Hill looking to throw, wanting to go deep down to the far side, looking for Vallis. That is broken up. Good coverage that time laid on by a couple of Colonial back players. Ryan Richards, number 19. David Taylor, number 21.
Vallis working in tandem with Neil Sterling on that near side of the field. Kind of a slow-developing double move play. And then Hill, a touch late on the throw.
Ambush and Davenport this time come as a slot receiver combo to the far side offensive left. Hill setting up screen again, thrown behind the line. Cheney will catch it, go to the far sideline, get pushed out of bounds. Close to the 36-yard line will be a gain of about 5. Leave MU here with a third down and 5.
And the reason that play was as good as it was, Hunter McHugh took out 2 Colonials on a block. Great job. Good to see him back in there as he's nursing himself back to 100% health.
Yeah, playing with a heavy cast on his left hand after a thumb issue, which required surgery after the Wagner game. Got some minutes last week. Did not play against Duquesne. Here on 3rd and 5 for Hill, taking his time with the play clock under 10. Buck 45 to go in the first quarter. Hill looking off to his right, wanting someone to the far side. He'll make the catch at the 22-yard line and step out of bounds for a Mammoth first down.
Mentioned it earlier. Had a first down grab in earlier in the quarter. Had the big grab a week ago to beat Lehigh. Sumlin, nice, sure-handed slot player there, working himself back into the lineup seemingly more and more every week.
Sumlin, Ambush, and Davenport all near side left. Sterling up top to the right. Hill looking that way for Sterling. Deflected that time. There's a late flag that came out as well. The coverage was laid on that time by David Taylor, number 21. Let's try and check the infraction before we set anything up. As it stands right now, it would be 2nd and 10 for MU from the 23-yard line.
Yeah, legal man downfield. We're still working through our crowd mic situation, Matt. I believe at the end of the first quarter it should be resolved. And the illegal man downfield was the center, Alex Thompson. Reason why, that was one of those option plays. It could either have been Brandon Hill handing off to LaVon Cheney, or if he didn't like what he saw, pitching it outside to Sterling. So because Thompson thought it was going to be a running play, he was caught way downfield.
5-yard penalty makes it 1st and 15 back at the Robert Morris 28-yard line. Trips this time to the left. Here's Cheney up the middle. Not much to work with this time around. Closing the hole down quickly was Taylor, number 21. Speaking of our referee, let's go through the crew. John Gerbino, the referee. James DiCarlo, the umpire. Eric Brewer, the headlinesman. Ken Broom, the line judge. Stephen Ratcliffe, the field judge. Will White, the side judge. Richard Zarnecki, the back judge. Jack Ziles, the clock operator. And Bill Heidkamp is the play clock man.
Northeast Conference refereeing crew out here in Moon Township.
1-yard pickup makes it 2nd and 14. Hill looking to go to work here. Wants the end zone, wanting Sterling. Ball up and right through the hands. The coverage laid on by Eddie, and that will go as a long incompletion, set up 3rd and 14.
Good coverage, but I think that ball could have been caught by Sterling as Hill was throwing it to his sure-handed big target into the corner of the end zone. Eddie was there, but I do think Sterling had a chance to make a play on the ball. I like the call and the aggression going downfield on that 2nd and long, but now Mammoth, which is probably in field goal range, probably needs some more yardage with the wind that's coming in as well.
Could be 4-down territory here also. I'll see what they do on this 3rd down and 14. Hill gets the snap, wanting to throw 4 into the pattern, going across the field, looking for Choi. Matt Choi just into the game. Coverage by the linebacker Stakovic. That will fall incomplete. Now on fourth down and long, MU will leave the offense on.
Yeah, and just like you said, partner, going for it on fourth down. Would have liked to seen him pick up at least some yardage to make it fourth and a little more manageable than fourth and 14, but probably just a little far. It would be about a 45-yard field goal from where they are, so probably a little far, especially with the wind blowing in their face.
Hill so far on the day, 11 of 15 for 149 yards and that touchdown to Cheney, who checks back into the game. He will stay into the backfield, help keep the protection going. Hill going down the middle here. This is intercepted in the end zone. Picked off as a pass forced into a double team, looking for Lamar Davenport, and Robert Morris will come away with the INT. Andy Smagira, the sophomore free safety, will handle that one. And for Hill, a rare interception so far this year, just his third.
Third pick, and I don't want to say that an interception is not the worst thing in the world, but Matt, if you're Brandon Hill, that's the area to take a shot. Robert Morris actually loses 7 yards of field position because they intercepted the ball. If they knock it down only, it goes back out to the 27-28 yard line. So that's a chance to take a shot up 14 late in the first quarter.
Owens back in at the tailback spot. Quick pass to the outside. Lamicka will make the catch at the line of scrimmage, and then a wall of white pushing forward. This will depend on where they spot this one. Very small gain will bring up a second down and long 9, 20 seconds to go. Robert Morris doesn't have to snap it here at the end part of this first quarter if they don't want to.
And they're a no-huddle team, but if I'm Coach Banaszak and crew, get me to the second quarter. Monmouth thoroughly outplaying the Colonials the first 15 minutes.
14-0 our score with 5 seconds to go, and Abbott looking to get one more playoff. He will. Quarterback draw up the middle, shifty move for Abbott, and then gets dropped by a big open-field tackle, Kevin Butler. We'll make the stop, and that will bring the second quarter to a close. About a 3-yard pickup. It'll be 3rd and 7 for RMU when we come back. Monmouth up 14-0. We've played our first set of 15 minutes. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Fans, we want to remind you that obviously next weekend is homecoming weekend when the Hawks host Columbia at 1 p.m. at Monmouth Stadium, but November 1st is Hall of Fame weekend. The class is available on MonmouthHawks.com. And will be honored at halftime of the Hawks football game November the 1st against Charleston Southern. To attend the dinner, call the Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
Back here from Joe Walton Stadium, Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti with Mark Anthony back in the studios. It is Monmouth 14 and Robert Morris nothing as we get set for the start of quarter number two. Here's Derek Abbott looking to go to work. In trouble again. Running for his life. Starting left. Coming back to the right. Flag is out. This is going to be some sort of hold as Abbott gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Giving chase on the far side was Darnell Leslie and Peyton Minnick. This should be a hold on Robert Morris, of which Monmouth will decline and set up a fourth down. Eric Masick was laying down on the turf, and the Robert Morris offensive lineman never bothered to get off. I guess he assumed, I'm going to get the hold, so I might as well get my money's worth. It was a hold called on 32, they said, Zach Cooper. Doesn't make much sense. He's a linebacker, but nonetheless, holding on Robert Morris.
We've also had a converted linebacker make a few catches for the Colonials, so we just have a roster with numbers on them. They're kind of playing wherever they want.
Monmouth dominating the total offensive segment in that first quarter as LaMancusa on to punt it away. Sumlin almost got a hand on it. Short kick will be downed at the Hawks' 46-yard line. 26 total plays run for Monmouth for 159 yards. 149 of those through the air. 15 total plays for Robert Morris in the quarter, just 21 total yards.
Only 2 first downs for the Colonials. Only held the ball for a shade over 5 minutes. It's going to be very difficult for them to move the ball through the air if they continue doing what they did. But conversely, they've done a really nice job bottling up LaVon Cheney, 9 carries for 16. But LaVon's doing the job through the air, 4 catches, 50 yards, and a score.
First down and 10 now for Monmouth. As Hill, after that opening series that was a quick three and out for MU, has really settled into a comfort zone. Here is Cheney up the middle. Stopped just shy of the 49, about the 48 and a half yard line. Gain of two and a half. We'll make it second and long. We've played about a minute here in quarter number two. Charleston Southern, the only team on the bye this week in the Big South. Two other games up and running. Third quarter, Charlotte and Gardner-Webb tied at 17. Presbyterian with a 13-7 advantage on Western Carolina. Both Liberty and Coastal will play later on tonight. Liberty home for Richmond. Coastal on the road. Interesting game against Furman. Second and long. Hill wanting to throw, had Vallis, who cannot hang on to the football, and it will bring up a third down and long seven.
Ball thrown slightly behind his tight end. Vallis, I do think, could have made and should have made that catch, but it was kind of behind and low for Hakeem. So now a third and seven. Monmouth was good picking up third downs in that opening quarter, Matt. They picked up three of five in the opening 15 minutes.
Empty back set here for Hill. Sterling up top to the left. Ambush Richards, Vallis, and Cheney all to the right. Sterling will make the catch in Robert Morris territory. Hill got thrown to the ground late, and a Robert Morris player lost his helmet all in the mix. Sterling, by the way, gets the ball down to the 37-yard line. That's number 90, Forrest Mason, the player who lost his hat. He'll have to check out for a play. Monmouth continues their strong play on third down, now 4 of 6 in the game, and make it first and 10 for MU at the Colonial 37-yard line.
Now a couple of grabs for Sterling, over 50 yards receiving on the heels of that monster game a week ago out in Bethlehem.
183 receiving yards, a career high for Neal. On first and 10 for Hill. Has three off to his left, Sterling back to the right. Push this time from the pocket, looking to roll, throwing, and will chuck it into the sideline. Under pressure that time, Robert Morris giving chase number 56. Austin Turgovich back up defensive end.
Like that decision making, though, out of Brandon Hill. Thought he had Thaddeus Richards on a drag route over the middle, but Robert Morris sat played zone, so there were players kind of all over the place. Brandon recognized that when he wasn't able to get anything going downfield, just threw it away.
Second and 10, two back set. Morrow lead the way for Cheney, off tackle to the right side. Cheney stuffed at the 36-yard line. Small game to set up third down and long. After this for Robert Morris, it's six consecutive games in the Northeast Conference. They've got one more bye. They'll play three, take a week off, and then play three more. Sacred Heart, Central Connecticut State, Bryant, Wagner, St. Francis, and Duquesne. How it starts from top to bottom.
From what we've seen, it looks as though Bryant, Duquesne, the class of the league, but Sacred Heart is the defending champ.
Third down here in nine. Hill with time. He'll have to throw this one away. As nobody open, everybody on the right side. For Monmouth, Hill threw it left. That's a good coverage sack that time. Minimal pressure by Robert Morris. Hill just didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, had to throw it away as all of the intended receivers, Ambush, Richards, and Sterling, were all covered. Monmouth kind of made it easy on Robert Morris, though, running all three to the same side of the field. And Levant Cheney staying in the block.
Ryan Moore on for his second punt of the day. Had a 40-yarder in his first effort. No pressure, high hanging punt. Looking to pin this one down inside, but got too much leg on it. It'll come out for a touchback. 12:14 to go here in the opening half. It is 14-0. Monmouth with the advantage. Two touchdowns from Levon Cheney leading the way.
And we are out in Western Pennsylvania for the second time in 3 weeks. Hawks were at Duquesne a couple of weeks ago, and today against RMU. My partner, the Road Warrior, getting himself out here. How was the drive through the Keystone State today?
Not bad. Minimal traffic. Had a little mix of weather in there also. It's a little of this and a little of that, as they say.
Well, and we've had it today. We've had spring, and now I think we're firmly in fall.
First and 10. Abbott play action going to the near side, far side number, rather. That's incomplete. Butler was there on the coverage. The intended target was Sean Gavin.
All Butler had to do, and I know this is easier said than done, play the ball. That time he went right for the receiver, and Abbott severely underthrew that football. Butler would have had a golden opportunity at an interception had he turned his head and played the ball in the quarterback.
Abbott now with an empty backfield set. He'll run it up the middle and get forward to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 4. Looked at the Big South scoreboard. Here's the NEC board. Familiar, obviously, with a bunch of these teams. Duquesne leads West Liberty 39-13. That one up the road in downtown Pittsburgh. Bryant 34. Bucknell, who's undefeated, 15. And Delaware taking their opening drive and scoring. They lead Sacred Heart by a score of 7-0.
West Liberty, huh?
West Liberty. And Alderson Broaddus, who we looked up, they will play at Wagner tonight.
They've played a few NEC teams.
On third down here and 6 for Abbott. Single back set, another quarterback draw up the middle. Monmouth just teeing off on that play. Minnick was the first guy inside. MU said the ball popped out late. I don't believe that will be the call. 1 yard pickup to make it 4th and 5. If Robert Morris is going to rely on that quarterback draw play, Monmouth has that pretty well diagnosed.
Well, two really athletic outside linebackers, Sikowski and Minnick, are going to have that read all day. They can just sit back and kind of spy on Abbott. Again, make him beat you with his arm. Play coverage on the back end and get after him up front while controlling your rush.
MU seemingly will get good field position here again. High snap. LaMancusa able to field it. Short, high kick into the wind will bounce out of bounds around the Monmouth 49-yard line. Now, MU has had good field position all day. Robert Morris has been unable to flip it. We'll say in the last couple of drives, maybe Monmouth has left some points on the board. You'd love to see this game get 21-28 and just keep the score going and just end any chance Robert Morris has of even thinking of making a comeback in this game.
Hawks had a lot of success going to the outside, running screens, getting to the perimeter of this Robert Morris defense. Matt, I'm with you. Monmouth has left some points on the field. They're already up 14-0. They really need to step on the throat of Robert Morris in this game and look to create some distance.
Hill will give it to Cheney off tackle right side into the open field, gets to the 40 and will get dragged down near the 35-yard line. There's LaVon Cheney with his best run of the day. Tackle made by Luke Mueller, the outside linebacker.
Off guard, not much success. Off tackle, better. Get to the perimeter of this 3-4. You've had success doing that already.
Clock stopping for just a second while they move the yard markers on the Monmouth sideline, of which we are on the opposite end. 10.5 minutes and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Monmouth 14, Robert Morris nothing. Play action. Coming back to the right. Hill has Ballas, who will make the catch at around the 20-yard line. That will go as a gain of 15. And play action has worked well today for Monmouth. Hawks' next game coming next Saturday. It's MU's homecoming against Columbia, who's losing right now to Princeton. Actually, that's just gone final, 38-6, the final score. The Tigers beat the Lions. Monmouth played last year at Columbia. Lions returning the favor this time. Here's Cheney in the backfield getting hit and spinning his way forward back to the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Run blitz that time. Colonials came with pressure off the left side.
Stakovic on the tackle. They'll spot it behind the line of scrimmage for a small loss. Second and about 10.5 coming here for MU. Skies have now become much more cloudy and gray. There is lights on this field, not turned on as of yet. Hill wanting to set up screen to the right. Well played that time by Robert Morris. Number 49, Luke Mueller, read that play perfectly. Now sets up third and long for MU.
I would say, and I love the city out here, it's a Pittsburgh day. Kind of cool, gray and overcast. It kind of feels like a lot of the games these two teams have played typically in late October and November.
Matt Choi into the game, far side wide receiver with Sumlin into the slot. Ambush will go slot right. Richards going as the near side receiver. Cheney single back. He's to the left of Brandon Hill. Ball here from the left hash mark. Here comes some pressure. Hill lets it go. Wanting Choi, who climbs the ladder for a nice catch down inside the 15, gets to the 13-yard line. This certainly field goal range for Santangelo. It should be about a 30-yarder, and Monmouth will send their field goal team on. This was a problem last week for MU. A couple of missed kicks and some block issues. It'd be a good opportunity to try to get Santangelo's confidence back up and going.
Yeah, we saw Matt White, the freshman, have to come in, kick an extra point, and kick off late in that second half against Lehigh.
30-yard field goal for Santangelo from the left hash mark. Good snap, good hold by DePue. This one certainly has the leg, and it is good. That would have been good from 50. Santangelo, no question ever about his leg. Just got to get the ball up as he did there. And with 9:04 to go in this opening half, it's Monmouth 17 and Robert Morris nothing. Eddie, busy weekend with some of the Hawk teams going on around. I know women's soccer play today, women's field hockey play today. So a lot of activity going on.
Full slate of home schedules, obviously, with the football team on the road right now out in Robert Morris. Matt, you're so right. The field hockey team hosted number 20, Michigan State, this afternoon. Give you a check on that score. The women's soccer team is hosting Niagara, and that's the breast cancer awareness game for Coach Chrissy Turner's team. And supposedly what we hear back home, at least was a downpour earlier today, it was very nasty. That field hockey game, we'll get you a final on that. I know Monmouth and Michigan State actually went into overtime, and so sweet at Cat Field, so we'll get you that final. The game could still obviously be going on. The men's soccer team on the road. They're at Niagara tonight, 7 p.m. kickoff up in western New York. And obviously for all of the scores and stats, as well as recaps for every Monmouth team, you could keep things right on the official online home of the Blue and White, MonmouthHawks.com.
Six plays, 38 yards, the scoring drive for Monmouth. 97 seconds off the clock. Lucas Santangelo from 30 yards out. We'll kick off here. High end-over-end job. Sutherland 4 yards back in his own end zone, took two steps forward, and then will take a knee before coming all the way back out. And Robert Morris will have it coming out to their 25-yard line, where it will be first and 10. The Colonials trail here 17-0 with 9:04 to go in the opening half.
Final score update back in West Long Branch. The Monmouth field hockey team played valiantly against number 20 Michigan State, but fell to the Spartans 4-3 in overtime.
Bodes well, however, for conference play coming up, if you can hang with the top 20 team in the country. First and 10 now for Robert Morris. Abbott will hand it off here. Big open field for Owens, who's down in Mama territory and finally pushed out by Basile around the Hawks 36. Big gaping hole off the left side, and Ramses Owens, the team's leading ground gainer, able to spring forward for a large pickup.
That's their best offensive play by a wide margin here in the first half. One of the better freshman running backs in the Northeast Conference.
Right back to the line here for the Colonials. Owens again. He'll try the right side this time. Through the tackle of O'Hara and into the waiting arms of the three linebackers for MU. Sullivan, Minnick, and Sikowski. Had a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7. That last run for Owens, 39 yards. His long of the season. Stays in as the single back. Three wide receiver set. Abbott this time with a misdirection play. Tries to stiff arm Sikowski and will get dropped right at the line of scrimmage by Marcus Leslie and John Sikowski. Second down and a long 6 coming up. Check it, third down and a long 6.
So after that long Owens run, the Monmouth defense has now forced a third down, and you think Robert Morris might keep this on the ground. That's what they've been having the most success with in the first quarter and a half.
Owens 2 yards back and a yard to the right of Abbott here in what is a 3-wide receiver set. Dwayne Mitchell, the top receiver for this team of 24 catches, been held in check so far. He's near sideline to the left. Abbott looking right. Here comes the pressure in Monmouth there. Irizarry in the backfield again with Sikowski, who came off the blitz. And Monmouth going hard, charging that time with their front four, plus Sikowski getting the sack.
Well, Abbott's already the third RMU quarterback, or rather was the third stringer.
High in the air. Johnson will settle under it, call for and make the fair catch at the Hawks 13. yard line, and MU defense continuing to stick Robert Morris all over the field, short of that one long run by Owens. It's been all MU here so far today, leading 17-0 with 7:07 to go in the first half. The total offense so far for Monmouth, 215 for Robert Morris, 59, 39 of which came on that run by Owens.
Exactly. It's been a half that Monmouth has dominated. Now they have more field to work with here. This is their worst field position since that long drive they scored on in the first quarter.
Hill on a first and 10 from his own 13-yard line. Going to hand to Cheney up the middle, who'll slip a tackle. Hill tries to seal the edge, and Cheney turned a one-yard loss into a three-yard gain out to the 16-yard line. Ball will be spotted at the left hash mark, and MU will have it second and 7.
Colonials brought pressure from the defensive side left, the offensive formation right. Cheney, so tough to bring down, that low center of gravity.
Here's Hill wanting to throw. Going to the far side, numbers. Catch is made by Darren Ambush. Will leave Monmouth a yard shy of the first down, 6-yard pickup.
It's a bad spot. I thought Ambush was at least a half yard up further as he made that catch, then came back to the football. Robert Morris has been good defensively, stopping Monmouth up the middle. We'll see what the Hawks elect to do here on third and short.
Eighth different Monmouth offensive player to catch a pass from Brandon Hill, which is a trend that has continued all season long. Here's Cheney stretching it out to the near side. He's going to have the first down and more. Cut to the 35-yard line. Chopped down around the 40 by Stokovic. And that's another long run for LaVon Cheney out to the 41-yard line. 19-yard pickup.
Again, we see success on the outside. That time out of the shotgun, they run sweep right. And the offensive line pulled out so well and efficiently. Cheney getting so good at reading those blocks for that big gain.
Inside the 6-minute mark, here's Cheney up the middle. He'll be met there by number 49, Luke Mueller. 2-yard pickup to make it second down and 8.
After Cheney gets the bulk of the work, really the entire first half, we'll see Matt Hemchek out in favor of Zach Welch for the first time.
Good time for Welch to come in. Certainly more of a between the tackles type of guy. Decent speed. Carried it one time last week for 2 yards. 5:25 and rolling here in the second quarter. Monmouth up by 17. It'll be Welch to get it. Trying to stretch it to the outside and into the open field. 45-40 down to the 35 and run out of bounds around the 30-yard line. So much for between the tackles for Zach Welch. Went outside zone and runs down to the 30-yard line. Nice carry for Welch. His second collegiate carry gives Monmouth a first down. And MU will have it first and 10 at the Colonial 30-yard line.
Matt, nice little tidbit dropped to us by Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. When Welch is in, they like to go back to that old-school pistol look. He's more of a north and south guy.
He'll get it again up the middle. Welch bouncing off of one tackle right behind Alex Thompson, the center. Down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Gain of 7, so Welch has gone for 27 and then 7, 34 yards on 2 carries. Not bad for the old per carry average.
No, not bad at all, and here he'll go back behind Brandon Hill again.
Second and 3, a little counterplay up the middle this time for Welch. Not as much success, maybe got over the line of scrimmage, not much more than that.
What that pistol alignment does, it allows more of a north-south traditional run game. And when Monmouth, which ran the pistol exclusively a couple of years ago, they're comfortable doing it. They predominantly go out of the regular shotgun. With Cheney next to Hill, that can create lanes with your offensive line, depending if you block down or if you favor a side over the other.
Now Cheney back in here for Monmouth on what is third and short with 4 minutes remaining in the quarter. Brandon sucked the tight end across the formation from right to left. Hill doesn't like to see something in the Robert Morris defense. He'll use a timeout with the play clock winding down. Estelle will step out as well. Exactly 4 to go in the second quarter. Monmouth 17, Robert Morris nothing. We're back with more Hawks football after a 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're back. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth University Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit them in West End or give them a call at 732-222-8728.
Monmouth offense coming back on here after that latest timeout. MU with a 17-0 advantage. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti on the airwaves of 1160, 1310 AM, SureSportsNetwork.com. Third down and a short two. It'll be Cheney off left guard. Cheney down inside, lowers the shoulder and delivers a blow. Gets down to the 8-yard line. That goes as a nice game for LaVon Cheney, and we'll set up first and goal now for Monmouth.
Talked about it before, that last drive that resulted in a field goal, that Monmouth needs to really assert themselves in this game and get some separation between them and the Colonials. They're doing it in total yardage, up 17-0 now, and looking to add to that.
Cheney sets himself to the left of Hill. Tight twins package on either side. Hill wanting to throw here, looking to the deep corner of the end zone, overthrowing Sumlin. That will set up a second down and goal from the 8-yard line.
Hill looking for a second touchdown pass of the afternoon. That time just a little too far. Weird spot of the field is you have the first and goal on the 8-yard line. Obviously, whole playbook still available, but it's a tough spot because it's a lot of yards to go without getting a first down. You have to punch one in, and I want to see Matt Monmouth get this one in the end zone. Don't have to settle for three again.
LaVon Cheney's numbers on the ground looking better. 17 carries now for 75 yards. We'll stay in as the single back to the right of Hill, who wants to throw. Swing pass to the outside. Cheney catches it on the move down to the 8-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. He caught it behind the line around the 12. Gets forward and tackled at the line by Mueller. And now third and eight, a third and goal from the 8.
You might want to see one of those old school fades up top to Neil Sterling here. That's an easy way to loosen up a defense. And he'll go formation left in single coverage.
David Taylor, number 21, plays him. Sterling will go as the single receiver to the left. Hill wanting that fade pattern. Looking for Sterling, overthrown to the back boundary. And it will set up a fourth and eight, and on will come the field goal team again.
Robert Morris did a really nice job disguising their defense there. They went with a late double team to Sterling, and the fade wasn't as clean. They jammed him at the line, then had a safety help over the top. Hill kind of wasn't sure where to put it, so he put it in a spot where either it was going to be an incompletion or a touchdown. So because of that, now Santangelo on for his second field goal attempt.
This will be a 25-yarder. Spot of the holder, DePue, is the 15. From the right hash mark this time. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, no problem there. And Lucas Santangelo, 2-for-2 on the day. Former Big South special teamer of the week after a 14-point performance in week one. 2:44 to go here in the first half. It is Monmouth 20 now, and Robert Morris nothing.
And while we have this change of possession, I'd like to thank a couple of our great sponsors for their continued support of Monmouth football. That's last scoring drive is brought to you by Aramark, which is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. We'd also like to thank and want you to visit our good friends at Jersey Mike Subs, located on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com today.
Monmouth will kick off here. Fourth time that they've scored points against Robert Morris. Two touchdowns and the two field goals. MU has been in charge of this one pretty much throughout. It could very easily be 27-30, maybe. But if you're up 20-0 with 2:44 to go in the half, you've got to like what your team has done both on the offense and the defense.
Yeah, and I think as good as the offense has been, I've been more impressed with Monmouth defensively. Latest stats just handed to us, Hawks are limiting the Colonials to 59 total yards on 23 plays and just 1 of 7 on third down this afternoon.
It's 2-plus per play. High end-over-end kick. Sutherland at the back part of his end zone will take a knee and settle for a touchback.
And not to get too heavy into the statistics, Matt, but what they're doing to Derek Abbott, again, a third-string quarterback coming into this season for Robert Morris, he is just 3 out of 9 throwing the football for only 8 yards. You've got to keep the pressure up on him, respect his ability to run the football, but continue that pressure and really key in on Ramsey Owens, who has the biggest play of the game either way, a 39-yard run last drive.
Abbott, a 5'11", 190-pound junior from Orlando, Florida. Ramses Owens will get the carry here. Gets out over the 25, stops shy of the 27 yard line. Sikowski and Thompson there on the tackle.
Thompson makes the play, trots off. Danny Sullivan into the game now. With 2:25 to go, we'll see how Robert Morris elects to play this. I wouldn't mind seeing Monmouth use timeouts if Robert Morris doesn't throw it.
Javon Morris checked into the corner spot through the seam. That catch hauled in. Well-designed play. Justin Kempka, the tight end for the first time today, able to split the coverage of the Monmouth linebacker and secondary group.
And the aforementioned Moore getting some play now at the right corner spot. Leslie and Celestine both on the bench.
Basile and Carroll, along with Joe Johnson, the rest of that back four. Here is Owens to get it. Read well by Sullivan at midfield. 3-yard pickup to set up second and 7. We're inside of 2 minutes now in this second quarter.
Colonials with the ball right at midfield, trailing Monmouth 20-0. But this has more pep in their step than we've seen really all game.
Thompson checks back in at the middle linebacker spot, flanked by Minnick and Sikowski, who both are getting a lot of work here today. Abbott letting it go, almost picked off, jumped well by Minnick. It'll fall incomplete and set up third and long. We see both of them playing a whole lot more today because without Anthony McDonough, who's part of that kind of three-person rotation at the outside linebacker spot, I don't think I've seen Minnick or Sikowski not on the field.
Yeah, they won't as long as the first team defense is on, come out. And they play both in passing situations as well as running. They're 2-3 down linebackers. Minnick almost had himself a pick six there.
Nickel set here for Monmouth. Abbott with pressure coming. Dumps it down over the middle. Nice catch made by Dwayne Mitchell. Stiff arming Celestine to get forward into Monmouth territory pretty deep at the 29-yard line. That's a senior making a play on a sophomore, and Dwayne Mitchell with a heavy stiff arm.
Yeah, he kind of just told Lakeith, I know what you need to do this offseason, maybe get in the weight room a little bit more. Shoved him right to the ground and picked up the first down.
80 seconds to go. Here's Owens fumbling the football. It is handled by Monmouth. Javon Moore falling on it, and MU will get it back at their own 22-yard line.
And just that easy. Robert Morris with their best offensive series of the game. Their deepest penetration into Monmouth territory. And the Hawks will come away with their second fumble recovery as the backup. Javon Moore, number 10, makes a tackle on that series, Matt, and then comes out with that fumble recovery. I didn't think Owens was really hit. Just looked as though he just kind of lost the football.
Yeah, lost it going through the line. And now Monmouth will come on with a minute 16 to go. Two timeouts left and plenty of time for this offense, which has gone up and down the field to try to get into at least field goal range.
Two timeouts, definitely got to try and score.
Four wide receiver set, everybody into the pattern. Hill looking, he's got Ambush wide open at the 43-yard line, bouncing off a tackle and getting some more yards. The stop made by David Taylor, who was lost in coverage. That ball out to the 48, and Monmouth has it first down and 10 now.
Ambush popped wide open between a couple Colonial defensive backs. Nice throw by Brandon Hill.
First and 10, MU right back to the line. Clock is now moving. Hill hanging in the pocket, going down the seam. Has Choi, who will make the catch inside the 35 and be spotted around the 32-yard line. Another nice long gain. 26 yards to Ambush and another long gain to Choi, who will stay in as a slot man off the left side of the formation. Hill getting it here. Again, sending four into the pattern. Setting up screen. Threw it into a Robert Morris defender. That will stop the clock. It's number 92, Ryan Lewis, who was there for RMU.
He almost intercepted that ball. It was kind of thrown right into his face. As both the completions to Ambush and Choi double moves. So they're doing some nice things on the back end of this Robert Morris defense. That Choi catch, a solid one before that incompletion.
20-yarder for Choi. Now second and 10 for Monmouth with 48 seconds left. Hill pumps once, lets it go, looking for Choi the far sideline, but really thrown out of bounds. That will set up a third down and 10.
Yeah, Choi was open initially as he got in between the corner and the safety on a little flag route. Hill didn't see him, and then by the time he did well to just throw it away. Third and 10 now, 42 seconds to go, second quarter.
Hill checking over the defense. Play clock, plenty of time at 15. Choi and Davenport up top to the left. Sumlin and Sterling to the right. Hill, this time under pressure, and will get sacked. Pocket collapsing. Mason and Lewis, both of the defensive ends, now on fourth down with 25 seconds left. If I'm Monmouth, I'll take one last play and throw it down to the end zone.
I like where you're at. I like that.
Might as well.
Go aggressive.
Could take a timeout if you wanted to with a second left, which I think Monmouth will do, and just set something up. And certainly within the arm range of Brandon Hill to throw it into the end zone.
And that's exactly what they'll do. 4 seconds to call timeout.
I can't believe you're thinking, I saw you, get off the field. There's time on the clock, throw it deep. Come on, Mr. Nintendo Bowl, Techno Bowl, throw it down there.
I played that too. That's cool. That's within the realm, and I'm with you as far as keeping the pedal down and staying aggressive. There's an offensive and offensive huddle right now going on. I see Santangelo helmet off, so they're probably not going to try a really long field goal. But, Matt, if they were going to, the wind, I think, would be at Lucas's back. But I'm with you. Why not line up Sterling, Davenport, some of your bigger targets, Ballas, buy Brandon Hill enough time, let him scramble around, and then pitch one deep. Everything else offensively, for the most part, has worked in this first half. Been a very clean first half outside of that one Hill interception with Monmouth leading 20-0.
Would be about a 54, 55-yard field goal right now. So you test one of two things here. You either get the leg strength of Santangelo, or in case you need a Hail Mary-type play, now you have a situation to run it in a live ball-type, you know, open field game.
About 10 years ago, Hawks hit that for a win. The miracle in Moon Township when Miles Austin tipped it to Tim Hiltwine a couple miles down the road at Moon High School.
Here's Hill scrambling right. Everyone going to the end zone, letting it go. Sterling will make the catch as the clock expiring, however, with that reception. Monmouth got it down to the 11-yard line, and that is where the teams will head in to the locker room. 20-0, the score in favor of MU. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll do scores from around the country. Eddie joined by Greg Viscomi, our halftime interview, stats, and a look ahead to the second half. We'll take a 2-minute break here, back with the halftime show on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.